This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It has been distracting, shall we say, all the Washington-based hubbub, the comings and goings at the White House, the tweets, the whole smash. So today, news and or developments of an economic sort that might have escaped your notice in all the chaos. Starting in Detroit, we learned this morning that sales last month were down across the board for Ford, General Motors, and Fiat Chrysler, not by a little bit either. This makes seven straight months of declines for the American car industry writ large after a good couple of years, which is where Marketplace's Adam Allington starts us off.
Even the best parties have to end. When the keg is tapped and all the snacks are gone, it's time to call it a night. That's kind of the situation facing U.S. carmakers right now. After years of chart-topping sales, the industry is drifting back to earth. The question now is, how far will the fall be? Unlike years past, Paul Eisenstein of the DetroitBureau.com says carmakers are acting defensively.
Rather than trying to continue producing cars and then dump them on the market any way they can with low-rate loans or dumping them into daily rental fleets, they're preparing to cut production.
Eisenstein says GM has already cut six shifts since last fall, and Ford is considering an end to several models of low-selling sedans. It's almost like the last auto crisis is still fresh in everyone's mind.
The behaviors that we're seeing in the auto industry now reflects that.
Kristen Dietschik is with the Center for Automotive Research. While she doesn't think we're in for a repeat of 2008, carmakers today are in much better shape to deal with it.
The balance sheets are in much better shape now. They're much stronger companies to weather any storm.
Auto sales translate into about 3.5% of the economy. Stephanie Brindley is with IHS Market. She says while a slump in sales isn't good news for manufacturing jobs,
it doesn't necessarily mean that what we're seeing right now is indicative of a weakening in the economy.
Brindley says IHS sales forecasts for next year are predicting a slight rebound to around 17.2 million cars sold. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.